It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon School District Superintendent Micah Salas. And the school year is right around the corner. In fact, Wednesday, we're going to get things kicked off, Micah. And, you know, it's time to bring her in. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on. There's a new attendance policy at Carbon High School that we wanted to spend some time about. And it's just getting ready for the school year. Here it is, and let's hit it head on. Superintendent Salas, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me. Yes, we're very excited to start school again. I'm not quite sure what happened to June and July. We've been extremely busy, and it just kind of went by quickly. I'm sure it went by quickly for the kids, too. But we'll start next Wednesday, and we're super excited.
It's all still just a blur, isn't it?
It really is a blur.
I don't know where it went. You know, they when they get out of school, they're like, I can't wait for it. And then next thing they know, it's over. So we need to start talking about this, the new Carbon High School attendance policy. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah, we really do. I really wanted to reach out to the community and just, I know the high school's been doing the same, but just let everyone know, you know, we really just need the kids in school. It's very difficult to teach students when they're not there, obviously, but then there's a lot of ramifications to that as they come back. They need time to catch up, and the teachers are still trying to teach the kids who were there and then trying to get the other kids caught up. And not only the content, but just the social interaction, the relationships that are built every day at school, which are just as important as the content. It's you're missing that when you're not in school. And we do have habitual attendance issues with some students. And we just really want to make it a priority again. And I think that people will be happy with the attendance process there, but it will be a change. And I think there's some accountability on the part of the student and really the parents to let us know when their kids aren't going to be at school. So I would just encourage everyone to reach out if you're not sure what the process is. Carbon High has a website that explains everything. And really, we're just asking parents, you know, let us know when your kids are going to be gone. But know that when they're gone, they're gone. And no matter what they're gone for, it harms them in the classroom. So at all possible, we want the kids there at school. And we love them. We want them there. We want to make them successful.
And it's really not really that much of a change in policy other than the fact that, you know, it's like you said, a little bit of accountability. But it's always the fact that they need to be in school. Students need to be in school.
It's impossible to teach them when they're not there. And that and the interaction they're getting with their peers and their and our staff, you know, we're kind of struggling as a community, as a country right now with relationships. We just really are. We've lost some of that connection with each other. And the only way to get it is when you're together. That's the only way. The computer doesn't do that for you. The digital world doesn't do that for you. It has to be with people. And we care about our students very much. We have a lot of activities for them to do and a lot of fun things that they can be a part of. And we also encourage that. We want every student to connect with someone or multiple people, also to be involved. It doesn't have to be sports. Sports is kind of highlighted a lot, and a lot of people go to those kinds of events, but there's a lot more too. And we want those kids to be connected with anything they're interested in, and we just want them there every day.
And speaking of, you know, since you brought it up, we'll segue right into that. Yes, school starts on Wednesday, but we've already had a pair of football games. Of course, one of them was the blue and white game, but we had another football game. We've had soccer games going on. We've had golf already. We've had cross country. It seemed like it started maybe the 3rd of August, I believe, was the first girl soccer game. And it's just, it's busy.
It's busy. It's always busy. I don't think Carbon High ever stops. You know, once one season ends, the next one picks up, but then all the off season are still practicing, or they're in the weight room, or they're doing something. And so, yes, we never really stop, but it definitely, the competitive season has picked back up for fall sports, and we're super excited. They have several games before school starts every year and all the different activities that are going on. So it's really exciting. It's just always fun to see the kids involved and out there and representing, you know, themselves, their families, the school. It's just it's a great thing.
And of course, you know, more sports to come. They do this every now and then, so homecoming at Carbon should be very interesting this year, because they will be taking on Emory. So that's going to be That's a homecoming game.
That's a homecoming game there. That so, we always love to see that. We definitely do.
It'll be interesting to see how all of the sports teams play it out. And like you said, it doesn't matter. Once fall sports are done, winter sports have already started. So it's just this perpetual motion machine, so to speak.
It really is. But it's so great. It gives the kids something to look forward to. And it gets them out there and gets them, again, connected to the school and to their friends. And they can support each other. And it's just awesome. It's just fun to watch.
All right. Is there anything new coming up as far as the middle schools, the elementaries, any of that that's coming up? Just to you know, kind of let people know if there's anything new that are challenges that they're going to have to, you know, look at when they first get started this year.
Well, I mean, construction wise, we're pretty good. You know, we have some little minor things we're finishing up on, but that's better than it has been the last couple of years with some schools. But I mean, we always are watching carefully for our sixth graders. Anytime there's that transition, our sixth graders who have left elementary and coming into middle school, we want to make sure their transition goes easily. And again, for the ninth, for the freshmen, and we try to do as much as we can to include them and welcome them, but not really. I mean, we have a lot of things going on. We have some trainings kind of mandated from the state in elementary that are for our teachers that are taking quite a bit of time. And we are changing our student information system to PowerSchool. And again, we'll have more for parents coming out soon. We're just kind of in the late stages of getting everything set up for them. But I think parents will enjoy that better. There's a lot more interactivity between the old system we had and this one. And we'll be pushing those out to parents as soon as we can. We're just tying up the last of the back, kind of the back end before we send that out. So those are all big changes, but really I think the kids should just kind of go to school as normal. I think they'll just be happy.
Everything should be just fine. And I think before we get out of here, we did have the other day, we talked to a couple of officers from Price City, and just reminding people that, you know what, we're going to have an increased presence of kids. Be mindful. Keep an eye out for them. Those kinds of things. You know, Mont Harmon, he was saying that they've put in 3 new crosswalks at Mont Harmon, so we need to be prepared for that. And busing and all those kinds of things that are going to be back out there again, once again, this week.
We'll all feel it. We will feel it and see it. So, yes, please watch. Please watch for our kids. And they don't all know how to be safely at a bus stop yet. And so we'd hope that our community, and they always do, everyone's so good to watch out for our kids. But you will notice a difference. And then, yes, at Mont Harmon, we've changed the flow of the foot traffic so that hopefully we're avoiding some of those really congested areas where the cars just can't see the kids. There's just too much there and they can't kind of see peripherally. So we hope with those changes it'll be safer.
All right, so here we go. Once again, getting the school year started, 2023-2024 school year. I know it's hard to believe
it's
that, isn't it?
It's hard to believe. Day's getting old.
So here we go once again, getting kicked off this week. Superintendent Salas, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.